Cover crops have a lot of benefits in almond orchards. Could it really help dust in the late season? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Vivian Walters is a project scientist and with the Sustainable Agricultural Research and Education Programs with the UC Ag and Natural Resources. We asked her if the Almond Board of California is interested in that in terms of extra benefits of cover crops.
I believe that they are definitely interested in sort of the stacked benefits of cover crops and conversely, the benefits of stacking cover crops with other practices, right? As we were looking at cover cropping, there's also whole orchard recycling. There's also the bee-friendly practices and there's the nitrogen management guide, right? So all of these things kind of feed together. And I think that the Almond Board is really being strategic about offering resources to growers so that they can figure out how to integrate all of these practices.
But controlling dust?
I'm not aware of particular evidence in almond orchards of how dust is affected by the cover crop because the cover crop is mowed down and most growers really would like the cover crop to be a distant memory by the time harvest comes. But the fact that there were those living roots in the soil could potentially be helping to decrease dust. But I don't think that that's been looked at yet.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.